Do you have a side hustle that makes you money on the side? 855-444-6342. Times are tough. How do you make some extra money? You can give us a call at 855-444-MEGA. I think like almost like 40% of people need like a second job or something like nowadays. Like it's really tough out there. So is there a way for you to make extra money that you have some secrets or you have a second job? What do you do? Kevin's wife is thinking about selling plasma.
Yeah. Yeah. This is a new thing. Okay. So my side hustle has always been eBay and I sell my old toys to buy new toys. So it's kind of counterintuitive.
Yeah, you actually don't actually make any extra
money. It's not really,
but you could.
Yeah,
you
just stay afloat.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You're
a toy collector.
And because of my problem, my wife was like, look, I have found a second job for possibly me, or she's found friends who do this. So my wife is an avid blood donor and found out that not only can you donate blood, you can donate your plasma, and you can get paid pretty well donating your plasma, like several hundred dollars a month when you donate your plasma.
You know, my mother-in-law does this. I could be wrong, but it's like close to like $1,000. It's like $800.
I, for some reason, thought it was only $100.
No, I think it's
now you're getting gypped.
No, I think blood donation is different. AB, you and I had done some stuff with the blood banks and things like that. Mm-hmm. And there was the guy who had donated blood, like, I don't know, it was like some extreme number for like over 20 years. But he also started doing plasma as well. Now, the plasma is like a longer process.
Right.
You do it for like an hour.
Yep.
But my mother-in-law, she's like you, Kevin, and AB, who are just huge TV fans. She literally will just binge watch a show for that hour. She puts it up on her phone.
My sister's been thinking about doing this, Kate, and she could just sit there and binge watch a show and do it, and no problem.
And so has your wife done it yet? Or
She has not. She is looking into it. She does have friends who do it, and they say, really, after like the first time you do it and you get kind of used to it, it's really kind of fairly easy.
That's what my other-in-law said. She said it's kind of easy. Like, it's weird at first, and then you just get used to watching your show. But I think, and again, if anyone else out there does this, you can explain it to us. But I think you have to wait, you have to do a couple of donations, and then at the end of the month, like it's like a whole process.
Yeah.
And then she collects her check at the end of the month or something like that.
My sister was real big into the plasma donation game a couple years ago. She was early on. So she, I feel like, was getting a pretty good paycheck. But then one time after she was doing it, you know, she thought she like got the reins down. Everything was going fine. She went grocery shopping after she donated plasma and passed out in the middle of Walmart.
See? Oh, no.
That'll happen. When we were at the blood bank and stuff, they're like have all these sugary foods and drinks.
Yeah. Yep.
And they're like, tell you, make sure you do it. Even if you think you feel fine, you might not feel fine.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my trepidation behind it because I donated blood in high school and I remember I did not have a good experience.
Yeah.
Felt sick, passed out afterwards, even with the orange juice and the donuts. So I was like, yeah. But if my wife Sarah jumps on this bandwagon, you might be looking at a future plasma donor.
Yeah.
I could get into this. I'll do this with you, Kev.
All right.
Yeah, why not?
Well, this team, is like AB written all over it.
AB is super cheap. Would love it.
Yeah.
Hannah, you said your mom has a second job, though? Like side hustle kind of
thing? Yeah, she has this little thing, and I always forget about it, but she'll nip me if I don't do it. My mom like uses this app where you collect your receipts and you scan your receipts and then it gives you points, which turns into like gift cards.
Oh,
really?
Wow.
Yeah. So all you do is you just like you spend your normal money that you normally spend, but you get a receipt, you scan the receipt, and then it gives you money.
That's cool.
So she's always asking me for my receipts so that she
can
get
funny.
Her points.
Yeah.
I've had apps and I used to do it and now I don't do it anymore that every single time you shop, it rounds up. And so, like, I don't know, if say it was something was like $8.25, it'll round up the 75 cents and put it into a different, like a piggy bank for you.
That's cool.
And then you kind of forget it exists. And then all of a sudden you look at it, you're like, my side hustle is me just rounding up. And now I have like $100 sitting in my side hustle account. How do you make some extra money? How do you side hustle to get some extra cash? 855-444-6342. 855-444-6342. 444-MEGA if you have a way for us to make some money because we're broke. Look, man, times are tough. You got to have a side hustle, and your side hustle probably has to have a side hustle. Mm-hmm. The way we're all just trying to bang, balling for a buck here on the Brett Maga Show. Do you have a side hustle where you make some extra cash on the side? Like, guys, I don't know why more people are not doing this. You could be making some extra money this way. 855-444-6342. What do you do on the side to make some extra money? Kevin's wife considering selling her plasma?
Yeah, she's got some friends who do it, and they said there's really not much to it. It does take about an hour or so out of your day, but you get kind of into a routine and a schedule, and then eventually you're making some good cash every month.
If you could text us in at 855-444-6342, I think it's like $1,000. My mother-in-law gets it like at the end of the month. She's like, oh, it's my last time giving plasma this month, and I get my check. And I'm like, damn, she makes it seem like you know, her residuals are coming in for like TV or something. Getting that check from my
this
TV.
This is sounding more and more appealing to me.
Yes.
Yeah, it's crazy. AB, you got a side hustle, though. You got your own production company.
I do. I have AB Productions, so I film a bunch of stuff for people right now. My biggest thing has been real estate.
Yeah, so if you're a realtor and you need someone to shoot those houses,
DM me on Instagram.
This is AB's marketing campaign now, actually. Hannah, you used to have a side hustle?
Yeah, back in the COVID days, COVID era, I did ship shopping, was grocery shopping for other people. So it was like ran through this app. They would give you your like grocery order, and then I'd go to the store and then drop it off at people's houses.
Kind of like Instacart?
Yeah. Just like Instacart. And that was my grind. I loved that.
Emily, you do something similar to what Hannah's mom does. Is this receipt game with this app? You could collect receipts and then get money for it?
Heck yeah. So I've been doing this for quite a while, actually. I think I started right around COVID, and it's just kind of something I do. I just collect my receipts throughout the week or throughout the month, sometimes even, and just scan them into different apps. So I have two or three or four sometimes different apps that I use. And
why do they give you money for your receipt?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's just like everything else. I mean, Google collects everything you do anyway, so you might as well just let it take your information. So
what type of rewards are you getting?
It's all advertising. A lot of times I get like gift cards back, or I can use my points on Amazon. I mean, everybody shops Amazon, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So
I like this.
How much would you say that you made? Like, or how many points or whatever?
I've made probably easily over $500 back.
Whoa.
Nice. Wow. All right.
Just for taking a picture of your receipt.
Yeah, great. Yeah. Thank you so much for the call, and now everyone's getting that app.
I know.
Terry, this is an awesome second job to do on the side. What do you do for a second job?
I umpire slow pitch softball.
Slow pitch softball. Hey. A bunch of old guys drinking beer, doing slow pitch, and you're just the umpire like, yep, out, safe, real easy. How much does that pay?
Well, I did it for 22 years, and it was $25. Now they're paying $32 a game. A game is 1 hour.
$32 bucks an hour.
That's sweet.
We have classes, and we teach people how to be umpires because they're afraid to get yelled at.
I mean, the hardest part about that, thank you so much, Nicole. The hardest part about that is these old guys that are drinking beer, they do take those wins and losses very serious.
Seriously, yes.
But I just could see Hannah and AB doing slow pitch softball. Look, bro, you're out. Go grab a beer.
Yeah.